Declaration on Water and Sanitation by Women Leaders is an initiative of a number of different organizations and governments that are trying to put focus on a challenge that the world has due to the lack of water and sanitation, particularly sanitation and hygiene. It's a major challenge. It's one of the least met MDGs, or Millennium Development Goals. So this was spearheaded by the Global Poverty Project, which is an initiative that tries to promote awareness and do advocacy work with concrete results. And they gathered a number of organizations, the Water Supply and Sanitation Collaborative Council, the World Bank, UNICEF, and they organized with a number of state finance ministers and first ladies to try to political support behind this initiative.
How involved are the first ladies of Madagascar and Malawi in ending poor sanitation in their countries?
The First Lady of Malawi has launched an initiative called Beautify Malawi, which brings together women's empowerment, particularly adolescent girls, waste management, education, and sanitation and hygiene. It's a creative initiative that she has launched throughout Malawi, which builds upon a number of ongoing activities and introduces some new things. So what she's doing with this global declaration is just bringing to a global level what she's doing at the national level, which is really what we had in mind with this whole initiative, because we don't want people to necessarily start with some global initiative and then try to impose it on countries. We're trying to create a global platform where we can draw upon creative initiatives that are happening by women leaders around the world. In Madagascar, the President and the First Lady have launched what's called a Year of Sanitation, which is 2015, which focuses on ending the practice of open defecation, which is the lack of any use of toilet facilities, which has enormous public health risks. The ending of the practice of open defecation by the year 2019. So the two first ladies attended this event last night, organized by the Global Poverty Project, to pledge their commitment to this declaration and to officially launch the declaration.
Why is hygiene such a big challenge in developing countries?
I think the challenge is that it's shifted from an infrastructure issue to a behavior issue. So infrastructure traditionally was how people solved problems of water and sanitation, tried to build facilities, provide subsidies, undertake contracting procedures to go into rural villages and peri-urban areas and create sanitation facilities for people. This has proved over the last 10 years to be very ineffective because the purpose for the use of sanitation facilities, the maintenance of them, the good hygiene practices associated with them were not associated with the infrastructure. So there's been a change from a technical infrastructure approach to one in which community sensitization of the linkages between sanitation and health, hygiene and human dignity, and an approach towards bringing about behavior change has been adopted. And over 30 countries in the world have signed up to this approach. One of the terms that is used in methodologies is community-led total sanitation, CLTS. And this is an approach where village by village an entire country can be transformed to bring about positive changes in hygiene behavior, which then ensures greater toilet use as well as maintenance.
Earlier, you talked about one of the countries working on eradicating open defecation, which has been a really big problem.
Yeah.
And you all have actually, for almost 7 million people, were able to eradicate this. What countries did this occur in where it's been eradicated?
The countries in which we've been working are Madagascar, Uganda, Tanzania, Kenya, Ethiopia, Malawi, Togo, Benin, Nigeria and Senegal in Africa. And in these countries, we have worked with non-governmental organizations, government, and other international organizations to design national sanitation and hygiene improvement programs, which, as I said before, work village by village, district by district to cover large tracts of the country to make them open defecation free. This is a process that is still ongoing. We believe that Madagascar and Malawi will be the first for the entire country to be open defecation free.